Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. It is almost a 2024, and I wanted to come in today and help you create a fresh start, the most beautiful clean slate going into the new year. And what I want to share with you in today's episode is something that I just did in the goal setting workshop that I held that was so powerful. Everybody got so much out of this, and I want to do a condensed version of that just to really help you create this beautiful fresh start, unpack any baggage that you might be carrying from this year, and just really let it all go as we start 2024. So this is an end of year ritual that I do every single year for myself. And I actually developed this after working for so many years in corporate America, developing products. And what we used to do after every single launch is what we called a postmortem. And we would go in and really study the launch. We would see what went well, what didn't go well. We would learn from our mistakes. We would turn all of our failures into our next best success. Because truly to me, failure is just feedback that is going to inform your next success if you allow it to. So I love taking these opportunities to just really ground in, reflect on what this whole entire year was for you, really get clear on what you don't want next year to be through the learnings of making sure we don't bring what didn't work from last year into this next year. So we're going to do that together. So I want you to grab a journal. And I also want to invite you to something that is going to be launching on January 1st. So based on this workshop that I just hosted, there was so much power, so much momentum, and it really inspired me to do this on the fly challenge. And it is wild because I'm literally leaving for the Dominican Republic next week. And I didn't care. Like, I literally was staying up all night doing this challenge for you, because when I feel this pull, when I feel this power, I've got to just get it out, because I know that it is going to be remarkable. And I know it's going to be valuable tools for you to change your life. So I put together this whole entire challenge in literally 24 hours because I was so inspired coming out of this workshop. And I truly just want you all to have tools to help yourself live your best life in whatever form that looks like, whether that's personally, professionally, it doesn't matter, right? So we're going to be doing that in a really powerful way. So on January 1st, I'm going to be launching a free challenge. It's going to be happening through this podcast and through my email list. So if you are not on my email list, make sure and tap the link in the show notes now so you can get on that, because I'm going to be sending these challenges every single week to your inbox to make it super, super easy for you. And this challenge is really focused on, in 31 days, helping you create and begin living your best life. So here's the reality. It takes 21 days to build a habit. Have you heard people say that before? So we're going to do work on you that is going to reprogram how you operate, that is going to re-engineer how you show up in this world, and really change your relationship with how you implement and how you visualize and how you set goals. So this is truly going to be transformative. It's completely free. And how the challenge is going to work is at the beginning of each week on the podcast, I'm going to be presenting you your challenges. So we're going to do four specific challenges. And what this is designed to do is help you really get into a place where you can use your mind as your biggest tool to create what you want going into 2024. So how I have this structured is, week one, we're going to create your vision. So you have to see it to believe it. So we're going to create the vision of what your best life actually looks and feels like, and then do the work on you to unblock yourself so you can start bringing your dreams to life. Then week two, we're going to become her. So you're going to start showing up as the you who is already living her best life. Because when you do that, that's how you collapse time to become that version of you that much faster. So I have some really fun things to help you start acting as that version of you now, because it's just going to help you become her now, right? We don't want to wait. We don't delay things in our world here. We take confident action now. That's what we do, right? Then in week three, we're going to do what I call book it. So you're going to take the actions required to live your best life, whatever that looks like for you. And you're going to take the time to do what you say you want to do, right? So this is the time to become the woman who does what she says she's going to do. So you're going to book time to care for yourself, to do work on yourself. You're going to book connection time to refill your cup with so much love. You're going to book your support team to make sure you have every tool that you need to support you in bringing your dreams to life. And you're going to book some fun, right? Because that is something I think we all need going into 2024, 2023. And you know, the last few years, let's be real, have been really challenging years for so many of us. So we want to introduce fun. And then week four is all about, this is just who I am now. Because once again, you're going to to build these new habits in 21 days. So by week three, you're already going to be shifting into this new version of you, and you're going to be taking steps to live your best life now. So we're going to be doing a lot of evaluations to ensure that you are on track to be that version of you who is living her best life every day. You're going to take 100% responsibility over that because you are in the driver's seat of this reality. So that is how you stay in full control over the life that you want to live, is by tracking where you are at. So that is how this challenge is going to work. That's a sneak preview of what's to come. So make sure you tune back in every Monday in the month of January to get your free challenges. And once again, join my email list. So that way it's there waiting for you when you wake up in the morning. You don't have to do anything other than open your inbox, click a link, listen to the podcast, and then start doing the beautiful exercises that A, are going to be so fun, and B, are going to be so valuable to really help you grow and develop in real time. Okay, so that is how we are starting this new year. I personally will be on my 40th birthday extravaganza, as I've been telling you so much about, in the Dominican Republic, living my best life, being an example of what is possible for you all, because if I can do this, friends, so can you. So I want you to already start dreaming about, where are you going to go in 2024? Where are you going to live your best life at, right? Like, literally start engaging in this, start engaging the dream center of your brain, because your brain is a problem-solving machine. It wants you to live your best life. And when you know how to use it as a tool to help you do exactly that, guess what's going to happen? Living your best life is going to be inevitable. So let's do the damn thing. So I'm going to show you how to see it to believe it. I'm going to help you show up as her now, and then I'm going to help you do the damn thing, and then you're going to experience the most incredible evolution of self. Okay, so that is what we have coming up in January. It is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited to lead you through this. Okay, so let's dive into the micro version of the Clean the Slate exercise. So this is something I take all of my CAN program clients through. It is a very, very powerful way to almost do your own annual review. And I think for so many of us who have worked in corporate America, have worked for companies, we loathe annual reviews at times because we don't want to hear all the negative feedback. We don't want to hear criticism. We don't want to hear that we're not doing good enough, right? So I want you to take all of that out of it. And I want you to just lead this exercise through the lens of curiosity, not shaming, not judgment. We don't want to be hard on ourselves. We don't want to beat ourselves up. Instead, we're just going to look at simple things that didn't work. It's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be something where you need to demonize yourself and once again, beat yourself up and tear yourself down over. We don't want to do any of that, because all that's going to do is keep you further away from being where you want to be. So the purpose of this exercise is to really create a clean closing of this year's chapter with no questions, no leftover baggage weighing you down as we enter the new year. So this process is really designed to help you create next year's results and your roadmap and develop a clear and secure foundation to build upon. So think of this like you just got out of a relationship, and instead of just bringing that baggage into your next relationship, we're actually going to unpack the suitcase. We're going to see all the things. We're going to heal it. We're going to feel it, right? In order to heal it, you have to feel it, right? So we're going to do that process, because what I don't want for you is you not having a clear roadmap, not an unclear vision. And it's like, you know, going on a road trip, driving in a car where you don't have enough fuel in the tank and you have a dirty window. Of course, you're not going to get where you want to go. And it's going to be very challenging to get where you want to be if you are taking that approach, right? So when we are doing this exercise, how you're going to approach this is you are going to decide on what's next for you from a place of intention and figure out how you want to feel as you get there. Because truly, nobody can decide this for you. Nobody can decide where you work. Nobody can decide who you want to be in a relationship with. Nobody can decide how you spend your time or money. These are all things that are within your control. So my goal for you is for you to complete this experience feeling resolved and super crystal clear on what's next and who you need to be to make your goals your reality next year, so you can truly just step into living your best life with ease. So you ready to do the damn thing? Okay, here's where we're going to start. So grab your journal, and what I want you to do is write down these questions, because what we want to start with is awareness, because truly we can't change what we don't see. So every single opportunity when you want to grow is going to start with awareness. So the goal is to close this year, this whole chapter of 2023, from a place of clarity and clean confidence. And when you feel confident in knowing, okay, this is what worked, this is what didn't work next year, and this is what I want to do next year, or in 2024, so you know what didn't work, you know what you want to do next year, and you know where you actually excelled this year, you're going to feel so confident as we start this next year. Okay, so the first thing we are going to look at, write this down, is what went well for you this year and why. So, did you have a lot of professional success? Did you have a lot of personal success? Did you finally get pregnant after months and months or years of trying? Did you make a lot of money? Did you experience something like, if you're a business owner like me, where your business experienced exponential growth and you grew as a CEO? And for me, I know my podcast just hit the top 10% of all global podcasts. That was a huge accomplishment for me. Did you have control over your time and money? Did you take impeccable care of yourself? Did you go on amazing, fabulous adventures that just filled your life experience portfolio with such rich, rewarding, just wealthy experiences? Did you look in the mirror and love who you saw? Did you celebrate? Did you just have a lot of fun time with your girls? What went well for you this year? Write it down. And then I want you to think about, how did you feel this year? And I want you to name the top 3 to 5 feelings that you felt. Or if you want to just write all feelings that come to mind, that's totally fine too. But I want you to really focus on the top maybe 3 to 5 and really get clear on why did you feel that way. So did you have a year where you felt super defeated? Things felt super heavy and you felt a lot of disappointment. Okay, why? Did you have a year where you felt so confident? You felt so courageous. You felt so bold. Okay, why? Did you have a year where you just felt calm? You were just in your zone. You felt zen. You felt peaceful. Okay, why? Really get clear on this, because for a lot of us, we want to feel certain ways, but we don't exactly understand how to get there. So by understanding why you felt how you felt and what you were thinking that was creating those feelings, it's going to be a very powerful growth tool for you. So that way you can intentionally design your life by how you want to feel. And that's something in week one of the CAN program we start looking at, because for a lot of people that I work with, they want to feel calm, they want to feel confident, they want to feel successful, but yet everything they're doing is taking away from feeling calm. Everything they're doing is filled with doubt, so that's eating away at their confidence. Everything that they're doing, if they want to feel successful, is failing, and they feel like they're just beating themselves up and they don't feel good enough, right? So if you want to feel a certain way, we have to understand why you feel how you feel now, so that way we can get ahead of it, we can understand it, we can process it, and then we can actually get intentional about generating the feelings that you want to feel on demand. Okay, so I'm curious for the next question. If you were to rate your entire year on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being just off the charts amazing, what would you rate this year and why? So I want you to really get intentional about that. So if you rated it a 5, what would have needed to have happened this year for it to be a 10? Because what that's going to show you is the growth potential and the opportunities that you have going into next year. So if half of your year was amazing and there were certain successes, but then the other half, it kind of felt terrible. Okay, in order to make that, make sure we're intentional about not repeating what happened in 2023, that is a very easy way to see. Okay, if I was a 5 this year and I wanted to be a 10, here's what would need to happen to get me to a 10. And that right there is your pure focus for 2024. You just gave it to yourself so easily, just like that, right? So as that's coming up, once again, don't get judgmental. Don't beat yourself up about what didn't work. We're just learning from this, okay? Okay, so now that you have your rating, I want you to think about what did not go well for you this year. Where were your biggest challenges? Where were your biggest opportunities living? Were there any threats, right? I think of always going to a SWOT analysis. Sorry, my corporate brain just, it never dies, right? So SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's funny because a lot of people outside of the corporate world are like, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's the best way to see what's working and what's not working. And if you don't continue, you know, doing the work to actually make things work, this is a threat, right? So it's such an easy way to just reveal that in real time. So if you had to say for yourself what didn't go well, what is that for you? And why are you thinking that it didn't go well? And then to add one more layer to this, while you were facing those challenges, while you were navigating all of these curveballs, what did you learn about yourself in the process? That's a very valuable insight, because I truly believe every single challenge that life presents you is an opportunity to grow from. I believe that rejection is protection, and life would never close an opportunity to a door that was meant for me. So let's say you got laid off from your job this year. There's no denying it feels terrible. There's no denying that it is almost like a death of soul, because everything that you knew about your life has now changed unexpectedly. But what can you learn from and how can you grow from that opportunity? Because this is life's invitation of saying, hey, this wasn't working. I'm going to make the change for you. I'm going to invite you to rise up to the next level and learn from this and use this opportunity as fuel to become your best self and do what you're meant to do in this world. So none of these things that are happening in your life are by coincidence. None of these challenges that life is presenting to you are a coincidence, because life is going to keep presenting you the same problem until you solve it. So if you don't solve it, that problem is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know I have faced this so many times. And I swear every time I don't learn from it, these problems that I have to solve just keep getting more expensive. And I had something. It was basically, I feel like life was challenging me to rise up and really trust myself and believe in my own way. And I didn't trust myself. And this was a few years ago. And so I ended up investing $25,000 into this insane mastermind, learned nothing of what I thought I was going to learn in it. And it was the most expensive lesson, because what I ended up learning was that I had the answers all along. And that by abandoning my own beliefs, by abandoning my trust, or thinking that someone else outside of me has the answer, all I was doing was costing myself time and money. So when I just stopped and I came home to myself, I realized I don't ever have to spend another dollar to gain an answer again, because every answer that is meant for me is already inside of me. I just have to get still and I have to take care of myself and I have to really bring myself to a place of neutral and calm and quiet to bring out my truth. And once I know my truth, every single result I want in life is going to be inevitable. And it was a hard lesson to learn, but once again, life is going to keep presenting the lessons that we are meant to learn over and over and over. This is why you see so many women dating the same guy, is they get stuck in a type, they keep dating the same person. And let's say you're a fixer, right? You want to fix the person. And so you keep dating people that you have to fix, but the relationships never work. It's because you have yet to learn that that is not your type of person. For a lot of us, we go into jobs thinking that, okay, well, this was the plan for me. This was the American dream. This is what I have to do. I have to check this box. I have to make this amount of money, but we're not happy. So we keep ending up in failed jobs because we're not actually in alignment or doing what's in alignment with what we really want to do in our lives. So life is offering you these chances to learn when you are presented challenges. And every time you are triggered, that is a growth opportunity revealing itself. So lean hard into your triggers. Like, think about what triggered you in 2023. Like, what just got under your skin? What irked you? What pissed you off, right? Because there's going to be a lot of learning behind that. And you're going to be able to grow from that. Okay, so next question is, what do you want to see go better for you next year? And based upon everything that you learned and experienced this year, what is not coming with you into next year? Because once you understand, okay, these are the things that worked, these are the things that didn't work, and here's what I want to see go better, this is going to give you all of the power to determine how you want to move this knowledge forward, who you want to be in this next facet of your life. Because January 1st, 2024 is a new chapter for you to start anew. Right? Everything is a blank slate. This is a fresh whiteboard with a brand new 365 days of opportunities for you to be the person that you want to be in this life, to live your best life. And I always say, if you don't like who you were yesterday, then great. Learn from it, because tomorrow is a brand new opportunity to reinvent yourself. I see so many of you all out there get stuck in this idea that, oh, this is just who I am and I can't change and change is too uncomfortable for me. Well, that's just telling me you're not willing to learn and grow, because you've gotten so attached to your comfort zone. But remarkable things do not live inside of your comfort zone. Confidence is not created inside of your comfort zone. So if you truly want to step into being your best self and living your best life, it is going to require you to leave your comfort zone behind, learn from your life experience, and really start making changes and start taking action based upon how you want to live your life and who you want to be in this life, okay? So what is not coming with you into next year? All right, so that is just a quick reflection to really understand where you were at this year, what went well, what didn't go well, and what you want to do moving forward next year. So now let's start planning for your fresh start. So what I want to offer you is a way to intentionally design your life, starting by building a secure foundation. Because think of any person who has built a house, right? We've got to have a stable foundation, or what's going to happen? You're going to build your house and your house is going to fall down, or you're going to have a leaky roof, or you're going to have, you know, if there's like mold in the walls, I don't know, I'm not a construction person. But so if you are building your house and it's not on a stable foundation, at some point, what you're building is going to crumble. So what we want to look at is really getting intentional about what you want your life to be next year and why, and really being intentional about who you need to be to execute this for yourself. So the first question that I want to ask you And this once again goes back to feelings, is if you wanted to feel one predominant way next year, what is that way? How do you want to feel next year? And why is feeling that way important to you? Really get honest with yourself here. So if you had a very chaotic year and you know next year you just want to feel a little bit more zen, a little bit more grounded, less stress, less anxiety, okay, perfect. Why do you want to feel that way? Why is feeling that way valuable to you? And then what needs to happen to actually create that feeling for yourself? So is it time to look at your friend circle? Are you surrounded by people who are just gossipers and they're negative and they're dragging you down? Or maybe they're old party friends that you used to go out with, but once you realize without the wine, you don't have anything to socialize with. So they're people that are just kind of dragging you down, right? Is it time to trim the fat? Because I know I've been through that several times in my life, and I love to introduce the concept of an elevation squad. This is something we talked about a lot in the goal setting workshop too, because to me, an elevation squad are women that lift you up. They remind you of why you are remarkable. They challenge you to grow. They really present you the opportunity to be your best self in their presence. And when you're with them, you feel alive. You feel purposeful. You feel like your love cup is just full. And I had this experience yesterday where I went to, on a random Thursday, this was like a dream come true all in itself. I went to a winery with some of my friends to just celebrate life. I didn't even have any wine while I was there. I just wanted to go while I was there with my friends and just be there. We took Micah and just all sat outside on this beautiful December day. And I just couldn't even believe this is my life, because at one point in my life, that was impossible. And it's so surreal to think about, like when I was working back in corporate, how I just would think about, who are these people that have weekdays off? Like, you know, I'd go to the grocery store on my lunch break and I'm like, what do all these people do where they get to have, you know, random Thursdays off? And that is literally my life. But once again, that is not by coincidence, because I designed this life for myself. There was one point where I truly believed that having that life was impossible. And then I realized, I was like, hold on, that's BS, because there's so many people out there who have their own businesses, who are living this laptop lifestyle, who are living this life of freedom. That's what I want. I want to be able to work whenever I want to work. I want to be able to pick up and travel whenever I want to travel, versus being chained to a desk, wearing these golden handcuffs, having to answer to somebody all day. I was done. I was absolutely done. And so I'm living this experience about, like, just like, oh my God, I'm living my best life. I'm feeling so free. And that was an absolutely surreal moment, because all I wanted when I embarked upon this journey was to feel free. And that is truly the same feeling I'm generating through every single year of business thus far, because that for me is a fundamental of how I want to feel. So for you, if you're thinking, okay, what needs to happen to feel a certain way? What needs to change, right? Like, I think about, you know, my whole point of telling you the story at the winery is the changes that I made in my life was cutting toxic friends that held me back and kept me playing small and tried to keep me in a place where I was a certain person that they knew, that they felt comfortable around. And as I started doing all this work on myself, this personal development work and this professional development work, I became a mirror to them. And I really became a trigger to them, because I was a reflection upon everything that they could have done with their life. I was a reflection upon of what they could be in their life if they chose to do that, but they didn't want to. And I gave them the invitation to grow with me, and they chose not to. So I left behind who I outgrew, and that's okay. So for you, if you want to feel a certain way, but you realize your friends are standing in your way, or maybe it's toxic family members, maybe it's a toxic job that is standing in your way from feeling that way, okay, is it time to go? Is it time to say, okay, you know what, family, here's my boundaries. Okay, you know what, friends, you no longer have a place in my life because you're holding me back. Okay, boss, I no longer want to work here because this is toxic as hell, right? Like, what do you need to change in order to protect that feeling at all costs? Because when you can design your life intentionally by how you want to feel, that is a different level of unfuckwithable. You are in a different level of powerful, right? Because you are literally engineering your life to ensure that you feel how you want to feel every day. And for me, going back to the feeling of freedom, I am so obsessed with my life. Like, my life feels so expansive. It feels so purposeful. And that came on the other side of feeling so restricted for almost 2 decades of my life. And being in a place where I could go to a random winery on Thursday and not have to submit a time off request, or not have to go through the feeling of guilt of calling in sick or having to ask permission. I'm just saying, you know what? I'm going to go. I have Thursdays off. This is what I do. Like, this is just my life now. So what is that for you? Okay, so next, I want you to think about, if you could step into living your best life in 2024, what would your best life look like? And I want you to get really, really, really vivid with this. I want you to get really, really intentional about really planting a dream seed, because once again, as I mentioned in the first part of this podcast, our brain is a problem-solving machine. So once your brain can see it, it will say, okay, let's do it. We have aligned to this. This is the life we are creating. Let's go. right? So what is that goal of if you were to live your best life? Like, what are the goals that align with that best life? Is it getting a new job? Is it making more money? Is it having time freedom? Is it being in a place where you feel so incredible in your own skin and you love your body and you feel fit and healthy? Is it being a present parent and you are available and not on your phone because you have to answer emails because your job is so demanding? Is it you are eating beautiful, nutritious, rainbow-colored, delicious food that just nourishes your body and gives you that energy that you need to do the things that you want? Are you taking luxury trips all around the world? Are you going to the spa once a week? Are you making $100, $200, $300, $400, $500,000? Are you surrounded by people that you love every single day because that is just what fuels you at the highest level, right? Like, really start getting intentional about that now. So, what are those goals for you? What is your dream life? And what is your plan to ensure that these goals are non-negotiable? Okay? Because once you have that plan in place, grounded in the vision of what you want your life to be, that's inevitable. That is how you make a goal inevitable. Okay? So I want you to get honest with yourself about this and just write it down. Make a vision board. And we're going to be doing that in the challenge in week one. So if you want to already start pulling pictures from Pinterest together and just start kind of putting your vision board together, start now, right? Like, the sooner that you start doing this work on you, the sooner you are getting to a place where that reality is inevitable, where this goal is now just your reality. That's just your life. Because once again, going back to me and the example of the winery last or a couple days ago, I look at that now, and if you would have asked me when I was sitting in a place where I was sitting at my desk just dreaming about how do these people live this life, I remember thinking that that is just impossible. Like, that life would never be possible for me. How could I pay my bills? How could I ever start a business? And all of that fear is what kept me from truly stepping into that life so much sooner. And now that I'm sitting here on the other side of making all these things happen for myself, and this just is my reality now, like, my normal is just randomly going to a winery on a Thursday because I want to. Like, that, it was 100% intentional by design. So once you have that vision for yourself and then you have the plan to back it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be doing whatever you want that you're dreaming of as your reality. And that's just going to be your life. That's just going to be normal, right? Okay. Next thing I want you to think about is what is one habit that is blocking you from living your best life right now that you want to leave behind in 2023? And I want you to really get even more intentional about this because when we see this truth of this next question, it makes it really, really easy to no longer indulge in this habit, right? So, what did this habit cost you over the last 365 days? So, let's say you have a habit of wasting time. So, you're a big scroller. I know if you're anything like the women that I work with, on average, they scroll for at least 4 to 6 hours a day. And these are women who don't have time. These are women who hire me to help them create time. But yet somehow they're mindlessly scrolling for that many hours a day. And I literally have them open their screen time on their iPhones, if they have an iPhone, and show me. Like, my client that I just did this with today, 9 hours. 9 hours is what she's spending every single day on social media, right? So let's say you're wasting time scrolling just mindlessly, and this is taking you out of being present. It's eating up a lot of your time. Maybe if you're a mom, you're not present with your kids because you're over here scrolling over here because you're just numbing out, you're checking out, right? So I want you to think about if you did that for 365 days, and let's say you were spending 4 hours per day on just mindlessly scrolling on social media or doom scrolling, right? So let's times, I'm going to do math with you right now in real time. So 4 times 365 days, that's 1400 hours of your life. Right? Think about what you could have done with those 1400 hours of your life. I'm sure it would have been a lot more productive, a lot more exciting, and a lot more fun than just mindlessly doom scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you choose to spend your time on social media, right? So let's say if you have a habit of never moving your body and you think to yourself all day, like, oh, I should go to the gym and I really need to do this. And then you're beating yourself up for not going. A, that's so much time wasted overthinking right now, right? And then B, you're not actually losing weight. You don't feel healthy. You don't feel fit. And you're not able to have the energy to run around and chase your kids. You're not having the energy to keep up on the walking tour of Italy when you were on your trip and you were out of breath and winded and falling behind the whole time, right? Like, when I say what did this habit cost you over the last 365 days, I want you to take yourself to your truth. Because when we actually start making changes in our life is when a problem becomes so painful that we have no choice other than to solve it. And I'll give you an example. When I first started my business, I noticed every single month, and I think this is something every entrepreneur has faced at some point or another, I would get to this point of like, oh my God, how am I going to pay my bills next month? And all of a sudden I was flooded with so much money stress. And guess what happens when I am in money stress? I create create no money. So I noticed that this was starting to become a pattern and I had to get ahead of this. So what I started doing was the second that that question came into my mind, I would stop. And instead of indulging in this thought loop of, oh God, doom me, just like totally doom and just despair and dreading, oh my God, how am I going to pay my bills next month? I would drop in to breath work. And I would say to myself, I trust myself. I know what I'm doing. I'm in control. I have everything under control right now. Like I am safe to not have the answer to this question. And that's okay because I trust myself. I believe in myself. I know what I'm doing is working. And I would breathe through that stressful moment and release that stress in real time. And because I was able to commit to that, fully commit to it, what I ended up gifting myself is no longer ever having to stress about money because I just trust it's coming. And it is the most beautiful gift that I've ever given myself because the money just always shows up. It's just how it is. It just shows up in my bank account because I'm always creating it, right? Like everything that I'm doing is always for the better good when I trust. And when I sit there and I trust and I believe in what I'm doing, it makes my results inevitable. So when I was in that total spiral of just money stress, I was losing so much time. I was losing so much money. I was eating away at my trust in myself. I was eating away at my confidence. So when I really got intentional about what did that habit of indulging in money stress cost me, it was a lot when it came to my relationship with myself. It was a lot when it came to time and money and success. So what is that habit costing you right now? And really get honest with yourself because I want you to leave that habit behind this year. It takes 21 days to build a new habit. We're going to do that together in this challenge in January. So really get intentional about what habit you want to leave behind and let's start thinking about how you want to re-engineer that habit in a way that's going to set you up for success. Okay. So that is really the clean the slate exercise. So what I want you to, or what I want to offer you now is a way of really claiming and just starting to build that energy going into 2024 and claiming who you want to be, what energy you want to call in, what feelings you want to call in, and just to really own that. And so you can start being it and then taking action to become it. And once again, we're going to amplify this in the most powerful way over the next 4 weeks when we start this challenge. So get ready. It's going to be so powerful. So the first thing I want you to claim is a word for 2024. For me, it's expansive because everything that I'm doing right now, it literally feels like my mind is so open. I've just opened up the portal of potential. Everything feels so expansive. I'm thinking massive, not big, massive, like beyond whatever is beyond the blue sky, right? Like that's where I'm spending all of my time. So for you, what is that word and why did you choose it? What called you towards that word? Get really intentional about understanding that because you were called to that word for a reason. Okay, so write down why did I choose this word and what does it mean to me? Now, I want you to make a declaration going into this challenge of your 365-day commitment to yourself. So by the end of December 20 or 31st, 2024, what are you committing to? Who do you want to be at the end of next year? How much money do you want to be making? Where do you want to be working? What are the things that you wanted to accomplish? Where did you want to go? What did you want to see? What did you want to do, right? So write down that commitment to yourself. And then I want you to ground it with a very powerful statement. I want you to say to yourself, not on my watch will blank happen next year. Oof, that's a powerful statement because that is an invitation to rise up into your next best self, into a next level self-image. So if you, like for me, when I started my business, I thought to myself, what is my declaration of why I'm doing this work? Because not on my watch am I going to sit back and watch another woman struggle through life, not having the tools to feel confident, to not doubt herself, to not feel insecure, to not know how to process fear, to not be able to figure out how to get to the top. Like I wanted to say, not on my watch will another woman suffer without the tools that she needs to succeed, without the tools that she needs to feel confident from the inside out, to where it's more than a temporary solution like what I used to provide when I developed makeup, right? Like I want her to truly feel so confident from the inside out, right? So not on my watch am I going to sit back and watch another woman suffer because she doesn't have the confidence she needs to succeed. So for you, what is that bold declaration that you're going to say, not on my watch will blank happen next year? Write that down. And then the final exercise in this, and this is something, every time I think about this, this almost brings me to tears because it is such a powerful gift to give to your future self, is I want you to cement your love and belief in everything that you're going to create in 2024 by writing yourself a letter, celebrating with love everything that you accomplished this year. So I want you to write to you on December 31st of 2024, from the perspective that every single goal that you wanted to make, your reality has happened. So I want you to start this letter that says, "Dear December 31st, 2024 me, I am so proud of you because... ..." and just write whatever comes up. Allow yourself to just not, once again, don't judge anything as it's coming up, just write it down and allow yourself to feel that pride. Because once again, this is the what we're going to do, you know, in this challenge to get you there. Because once you can connect to that feeling, once you can see it, you can feel it in your bones, it's inevitable. That is how to get to wherever you want to be in life, is to feel it so deeply, to visualize it so clearly, to be it, to be that bitch who has the audacity to do the thing. That's what I want you to feel. So write this letter to December 31st, you of 2024, and just write it as if all of the things that you were dreaming of are real. They are reality. Be delusional, right? Like every successful person I know has some element of delusion running through them, because you have to believe it before you can see it. And I think that for so many of us, we don't actually take action because we're just waiting for some sort of evidence as to why it's possible. We're waiting for some sort of proof. No, you have to go before you have that. You have to jump before you're ready. You have to jump off the high dive of the pool, not knowing if there's a pool underneath you. And just trust that life will catch you, because life always has your back. Life is happening for you, not to you. And once you understand this on a very deep and intimate level with yourself, A, your relationship with yourself is going to be so much better. And B, you are going to understand that every single thing that life serves you up is going to serve you at the highest level if you allow it to. And it is going to be a reason why one day you are sitting on the top of the mountain saying, look at me, I got here because all of these things happened. I look at all of the horrific things that have happened in my life, and there's been a lot. But I couldn't be who I am today had I have not gone through all those shitty things. So I'm sitting here on top of my mountain, still climbing, looking down, saying, wow, I've come so far. Thank you, life, for giving me every challenge, because look at who it's empowered me to become. What a powerful perspective that you can try on and you can start applying right now to be who you want to be in 2024. Okay, my love, I wish you the most incredible New Year's. I hope it is safe. I hope it is beautiful. I hope you are surrounded by so much love and celebration with people that just adore you and that you feel so safe being your true self around. I hope that you can take off your mask and just have the grandest of times celebrating and whatever you are doing to ring in this new year. So I will be back with you on January 1st for our first challenge, so you can really start to create the vision of what your best life looks like. We're going to be creating your 2024 bucket list. We're going to be making your vision board, and we're going to be doing some really beautiful work to unblock you and really unlock the potential that is inside of you right now. So I will be back with you next year. Oh, hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend, because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media, because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program, where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever making yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more, or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.